Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches his people about life in the kingdom of God.
So command number one, authentic prayer. Don't pray like the hypocrites. Command number two, planned prayer. Go into your room. Go and pray somewhere. And then the promise, your Father will reward you. That's the structure of the passage. Very simple. Now, I want to take the rest of our time just offering some ideas on how to do this. The first one comes right from Jesus' word, his command. He gives a very clear command in this text. Go. Go. Go do it. So the first tip is right from the words of Jesus. Plan an extended time of prayer. Just plan it. I promise you, this isn't going to happen by itself. You're never going to find yourself in a secluded place praying for an extended time if you don't plan it. It just doesn't happen by itself. You need to take a day off work or take a Saturday, find a babysitter. Get up really early in the morning for it while everyone else is asleep. Stay up late at night while after everyone's in bed. It's going to require some planning and getting away. You say, well, how often do I need to do this? I don't know. It's between you and God. However often you need it. In my routine, I like to have somewhat of extended prayer time every morning, early in the morning. I try to get up early before everyone else is up and have a time alone with God. And that prayer time is totally different than my prayers during the day. It just goes so much deeper. And then a couple times a year, I like to go up into the mountains and just by myself spend a day or at least several hours just alone up in the mountains praying. That kind of thing, it's just never going to happen if you don't plan it. Trust me. Why not commit to today at lunch, or before the sun goes down today, pulling out a calendar and just sitting down and sketch out a daily routine that will help with this. And then also maybe a special day where you're just going to go away and pray somewhere. Travel somewhere and pray. So that's the first tip Jesus gives us. Plan it. You have to decide to just go do it. And so it requires some planning. Secondly, another thing that we talked about back when we did when we were in 1 John, prepare your heart. After I take some time in my prayer time to wake myself up to the presence of God, the reality of God's immediate presence in the room, I have an acronym that I go through to help prepare me to pray. This also came from John Piper, most of it. I added one part to it, but each one, the acronym is IOUSS. Each one of those letters stands for a prayer in the Psalms. The I stands for incline. Psalm 119:36. Incline my heart toward your statutes. So I say, Father, during this time with you, I'm going to be reading some things from your word, and I don't want to read something and then have an evil heart that's inclined away from it, that resists it, that doesn't like it, or that's just indifferent to it and unmoved, just dead and cold to it. I want to be inclined towards it so that when I read it, it excites me and it makes me happy and I receive it. So whatever it is you have for me today, Lord, right now, incline my heart in that direction so that I'm ready to read it. That's the I. The O stands for open, Psalm 119:18. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. So often I read a passage of Scripture, I'm blind to what's so wonderful about it. I'm blind to what it means. I can't, it leaves me flat. I can't see what's so great about it, or I don't even understand it. And so I pray, God, open my eyes. Don't let me be blind to what you're going to show me today. Open my eyes to see what's so fantastic about whatever it is I'm going to read. The U is for unite. Psalm 86:11. Unite my heart that I may fear your name. You know, that's the thing about distraction. Usually when I sit down and read the Bible, my heart is just all over the place at the beginning of my prayer time, all over the place. I got 20% of me is thinking about the day to come, 30% of me is thinking about breakfast, 10% is out golfing, and I'm all over the place. And 5% of me is actually paying attention to the Lord. And so I say, God, please unite my heart so I can pull myself together and brush everything aside for just this little brief time with you and just focus totally on you. Unite my heart. That's the U. The first S is for satisfy. Psalm 90:14. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Lord, don't let me walk away from this prayer time with an unsatisfied soul. Let what I read today in your word just really hit the spot. And my experience with your presence, let it hit the spot. Let it satisfy. Scripture is clear that the presence of God is like food. It satisfies. So a greater experience of his presence will result in a greater sense of satisfaction. But if I don't experience his presence, I'm going to walk away unsatisfied, and that's going to leave me vulnerable to all the temptations of sin that promise to satisfy the longings of my soul. So satisfy me. And then the last S, seek. Psalm 119:76, I have strayed like a lost sheep. Seek your servant. You know, finding nearness to God were totally on my shoulders. I had to find him. I would despair of ever drawing near to him. And sometimes I'm so weak, so tired, so distracted, so rebellious in my heart, whatever. I can't seem to seek hard after him. And I can't drum up any earnestness at all. And so I just say, God, you seek me. That's how Psalm 119 ends. That's the last verse in the psalm. You seek me. I've strayed like a lost sheep. Seek your servant. So, plan it, then prepare your heart, and then one last suggestion. Listen to God. Listen to God. One thing that's just really helped me in prayer is to have lots of avenues to hear from God in my prayer time, to hear his voice. I'm not talking about listening to an audible voice, and I'm not talking about some mystical thing where you got a feeling in your gut and you say, oh, that must be God or something. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about emptying your mind, and then when some thought pops into your mind, it's like, oh, that's the voice of God. That is dangerous. That is pagan. That is not Christian. That is bad. I'm not talking about any of that. What I'm talking about is God's word. This is how he speaks to us, in his word. So when I say it helps to have a lot of avenues to hear the voice of God, what I mean is lots of different tools to help me understand God's word in Scripture. The reason you can talk to a friend for an hour, but you can't pray for an hour, is because your friend talks back to you. Well, God talks back to you too. He does. He opens up your eyes to see wonderful things in his word as you're seeking in response to your prayers. He'll do that. So if you want to spend an extended time alone with God, don't bring a long prayer list. Bring a Bible. Open your Bible and turn everything you read into prayer. Then praying a long time isn't a problem. You can pray as long as you can read. And you don't ever run out of stuff. And don't just bring a Bible. Bring other resources that will help you see and understand what the Bible's saying. And see wonderful things about God. I have a whole shelf full of books next to my chair where I pray in the morning. I like to have a lot of variety. I found that if I do exactly the same thing every single morning, year after year, it gets to be an empty, dry routine every time. I can't do that. I have to have variety. So I have within arm's reach a lot of stuff. Treasury of David, just incredible resource to read, especially the quaint sayings he has at the end of each psalm. Fantastic for getting insights and then turning those into prayers. Several commentaries on the Psalms I have within arm's reach. I have a book called Face to Face, which is just a wonderful book. Just takes all kinds of passages of Scripture and turns them into prayers. Good book to use when you don't have a lot of energy or creativity and you want help. I have a copy of The Valley of Vision. Just a terrific compilation of Puritan prayers. I sometimes read them from the pulpit. I have my book of meditations on the 300 or so different attributes of God written in the form of devotionals, and I use those. I have a book titled Psalms of Faith by Ray Stedman that's very good. I have John Piper's little book, Seeing and Savoring Jesus Christ, about the glory of several attributes of Jesus Christ. And I usually have some audio book that I'm listening to. You know, I can take a few minutes and listen to some great devotional. If I can't concentrate on reading, I listen. I read from my Bible, usually the Psalms, and one of those, I just keep reading from the Scripture and one of those other books until the Lord just kind of opens my eyes to some aspect of his glory, and then I stop and I write out my thoughts in a prayer. And and days when I'm really struggling and I can't think of anything, I take one of the ones I've already written and just read that to the Lord. And that's what I do for my daily routine in the morning. You don't have to do what I do, certainly, but come up with some plan for your daily routine, and come up with some plan for special times with the Lord. Do what Jesus did. Take advantage of the fact that you live near the mountains. I'm telling you, some places, there are some places that are just definitely more conducive to extended prayer than other places. And there's something about being up alone, all by yourself, in the mountains, that just makes prayer and fellowship with God seem that much more accessible. You turn your phone off, you don't have emails, texts coming in, nobody's walking into the room, you don't have TV, you don't have radio, you just you and God, the beauty of His creation. If you've never tried that, try it. Just take your Bible, get a pen and paper, a few good devotional books, maybe a hymn book. There's some lyrics from our songs on Sunday morning. Print those out from the website, or an MP3 of worship music, or something like that, and get a camp chair, go up in the mountains all by yourself, build a fire, and just spend a few hours just you and God. Listening to Him, reading about Him, praying back, talking to Him, writing something, reading, listening, singing. I bet you'll have an experience unlike anything you've experienced in a very long time. So many people are frustrated because they can't seem to find intimacy and closeness with God, but God says, you will find me when you seek me with all your heart, right? How hard are we really seeking after God? Are you seeking nearness to God as earnestly as you seek for a new job when you get laid off? Are you putting the same effort that you would put into looking for a new house if you lost your house and you're trying to buy one? You're trying to make a good decision? How much time, research, effort do you put into that? Or even a car? Deuteronomy 4:27, the Lord will scatter you among the peoples. But if from there you seek the Lord your God, you will find Him if you look for Him with all your heart and all your soul.
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series, your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.